Hey guys, my name is Haji, and welcome to Insiderly, a podcast about leadership, empowerment, motivation, and everything about you. Yes, you, my dear listener. Thank you so much for always keeping and supporting our podcast. This is our 8th episode, and we will be talking about opportunity. How we usually approach it. Are we taking advantage in it? Or is it really an opportunity that knocks on our doors? All right. Before that, we would like to say thank you again. Yeah, I always keep on saying this to you guys for keeping supporting my podcast. It's very special for me to, you know, to do this kind of thing, because this is my way to communicate with you. Even it's just one way, you know. Most of the time, yes, it's just one way, but I want this to be interactive. So if you have comments or reactions or anything, violent reactions on this podcast, you can freely send it, or you can put your comments below, especially when you're listening to Apple Podcast. And yeah, we will share it on our next episode. Okay. Thank you so much also to Anchor.fm for keeping us, supporting this podcast. Anchor.fm, for you guys, for your information, they are the ones helping us to distribute this podcast to various platforms, including Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, and also the Breaker.com and a Republic Radio. Yes, we are now being heard from those podcast platforms. Thank you so much, guys, from Anchor.fm. Okay, and yeah, so going back, yeah, our topic is about an opportunity. We will discuss the approach. How are we usually approach opportunity? Is it really the way we see it, like an opportunity? Is this just a kumbaga pagkakataon? This is a once in a lifetime opportunity or pagkakataon na nakukuha natin. And at the same time, we will also check another approach, which is. Opportunity, or we are just taking advantage in it, or pinapagsamantalahan natin yung pagkakataon to get something from it. Okay? Alright, so thank you so much, guys, and let's begin. There is this famous saying na sinasabi na opportunity knocks only once. And I do believe in that personally. Kasi siguro I've been experienced ko na siya before. We have a lot of opportunities na encounter natin sa buhay natin. Pero sometimes napapalampas natin yung mga ito. Especially if this kind of opportunity is something na talagang inaantay natin for so many years, that we've been praying for this, kaya lang hindi natin na-notice yan. So, napakawalan natin. So, that's one of an opportunity na for me applies to that saying, the opportunity knocks only once, no? But ano nga bang opportunity? Well, according to the dictionary, opportunity means a time or set of circumstances that makes it possible to do something. For example is, yun nga, nabibigyan tayo ng pagkakataon na magampanan or makuha yung gusto natin. An opportunity, ito yung pagkakataon talaga na If you're thinking it in a positive way, makakatulong to sa atin in order for us to achieve whatever we want in our life. Our goals, our aspirations, our dreams. Whenever we have that opportunity, grab it. Nang sa ganun ay matupad natin ang lahat ng mga ito. On the other hand, meron ding namang negative side, yung opportunity, which is taking advantage of it. Especially if you're applying this to someone, kumbaga pinapagsamantalahan mo yung probably yung kabaitan ng tao or yung pagiging nice or pagiging polite ng tao, you're taking advantage of that. And that's an opportunity for you to do whatever you want, kung ano man yung plans mo dun sa tao ngayon. And for you, you found an opportunity para magawa mo yung gusto mo. I'm just saying it in a general sense, ha? Para for you also to relate on this thing. Well, I have experienced that before. There are these people na they are just taking advantage of me being so naive, you know, being so polite and kind. Hindi ako nagmamayabang, pero yes. Just based on experience, just want to share with you. And it's kind of frustrating kasi you never thought na ganun yung ganun pala yung hangarin nila. You're being too nice to them. Binibigay mo halos lahat ng effort and time mo sa kanila. At the end of the day, they have other agenda pala. May team na balak, kumbaga. And once na nakuha na nila yun, nagawa na nila yun, they find an opportunity for them to do it, then tapos. They will just left you hanging. Feeling empty, feeling void, feeling exhausted, feeling consumed. Kasi binigay mo lahat for them. And I think it's a huge lesson for me. That's why nowadays I'm very, very careful talaga when it comes to being nice. And I think it applies also to everyone naman, ano, na kailangan talaga natin maging cautious as well when it comes to dealing with people. Kaya lang kasi I don't have that characteristic na makikilala mo agad yung tao at a glance. For me, I need to be with this person or this group of people. I need to mingle with them. I need to really get to know them. Kahit siguro hindi na ganun kalalim. Pero, di ba ganun naman kasi ang tao? Kung ano yung pinapakita mo sa kapwa mo, it reflects kung ano talaga yung personality mo. Yes, sabihin natin na they're just faking it or something. Pero, doing that, faking it, yun na yung personality mo eh. So, you're showing that kind of personality to someone. Just wanna say na medyo hindi naman siya out of topic ano sa ating discussion, but this is just an example to what have happened to me before, as an past experience, kumbaga. So ako kasi medyo hindi ako ganun kagaling para kumilala ng tao. My way of getting to know someone is to spend time with them. Talagang binibigyan ko ng panahon para mas makilala yung mga tao na yun. And because of that, mas nakikilala din nila ako. And whatever their agenda, nakukuha nila yun, nagtatagumpay sila whenever they find or they found an opportunity to do kung ano man yung gusto nila mangyari. So this is just a classic example or among the examples of a negative side of having an opportunity. Or the bad side of having an opportunity. Kasi yun nga, na parang we are taking advantage of someone's probably weakness or probably yung kanyang, yeah, in a way, strength na rin. We are taking advantage of this one. Nang sa ganun magawa natin yung gusto natin. On another note, meron din namang kabutihan yung taking advantage, no? Especially if you are in a corporate world, corporate setting. If you are that kind of person na talagang very active, talagang maganda yung productivity level mo, and you really work so hard, the management will take an advantage of that. They will find an opportunity para mag-boost yung kanilang company or para mas maging mataas yung level of productivity inside the corporate sa kumpanya, no? And it's been proven and tested na rin for so many, you know, probably generations, that taking advantage of someone's skill, especially in the workplace, is very effective nung sa ganun ay ma-reach ng management or ng kumpanya yung kanilang goal. So that's another example of good side of having and taking advantage for an opportunity. Well, another example of having an opportunity na medyo hindi maganda is yung false opportunity. It's similar to false hopes, if you're familiar with it. False opportunity is something na we thought genuine, pero hindi pala. A classic example of this is giving a job, no? Or trabaho dun sa isang tao. So, binigyan mo siya ng pagkakataon na magtrabaho and all. Pero you use that chance, you use that opportunity para gamitin lang yung tao na yun. And at the end of the day, nung nakuha mo na yung gusto mo, eh, you close that opportunity and then let that person be na hindi na siya useful sa'yo. So it's a false opportunity kasi you tend to project that you are giving an opportunity to someone pero wala naman pala talaga. And syempre kawawa naman yung tao na talaga nag-effort, nagbigay ng time niya, nagtrabaho for that opportunity. Pero yun nga, wala naman pala. So, opportunity, like I've said earlier, is a broad topic. And for sure, you have experienced this kind of situations already, no? Sometimes it's really frustrating kasi you get to attach to that opportunity na. Kumbaga, nagbibigay ka na ng yung level of attachment mo into it is very high already. To the point na kapag hindi mo nakuha yung gusto mo or kapag yung expectation mo versus the reality or what's really happening ay hindi magtugma, you will get hurt talaga. Kumbaga, yung pagbagsak mo sa lupa, sobrang masakit. Sobrang lagapak, kumbaga. So, opportunity, it sounds good. Yes, it is. Pero it has negative side also. Especially, kung gagamitin to ng mga tao into negative side. But you know what? Ikaw na, if you have clear conscience naman, and if you're that kind of person na very high achiever, goal setter, na talagang you want to achieve all of your goals in life, if you have this kind of opportunity or if you found an opportunity, go grab it. Kasi totoo eh, opportunity knocks only once. Hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon makukuha mo yung opportunity na gusto mo makuha. Same as hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon nakukuha ng taong yon yung oportunidad na gusto niya makuha. Na, kumbaga, yung gusto niyang oportunidad ay napunta sa iyo. And at the same time, gusto mo rin yun. And then you let it go. Diba? So, yun. It's a huge discussion about opportunity. I just shared with you what I've learned so far from, you know, from my past experiences, and just sharing with you guys according to my reads as well, what is all about opportunity and how this opportunity applies as well into our daily lives. If you have more suggestions reactions or comments regarding this topic, you can freely send it to our email address at insiderlease@gmail.com. And of course, you can freely comment your reactions on this episode. If you're listening to Apple Podcast, there's an option there where you can put your comments. And yes, I'm really, really love to hear all of your thoughts for every episode we do. Ako kasi yung tipo ng tao na I value outputs or inputs, no? Ng iba, ng ibang tao, so that I could use it as my improvement into my future shows, future episodes. Okay? Once again, thank you so much to Anchor.fm for helping us distributing this podcast, which is right now being currently heard at Breaker.com. Also at Radio Republic, and we are also being streamed online at Spotify.com. Thank you so much, guys, and Google Podcasts, and of course Apple Podcast. Okay, thank you so much, guys. If you have a social media accounts, please share this podcast channel, Insiderly. Ang goal ko lang naman talaga, guys, is to tap your back or your shoulder and to remind you that you matter, that you are someone who is valuable, and you deserve to be happy. And I hope this podcast brings happiness to you and to remind you that you are important. Alright, thank you so much, and this has been Haji Rieta po. Maraming maraming salamat sa pagkikinig. Until next time.